This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha will be chosen today. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. Om Birla also met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Parliament House yesterday. On the other hand, the opposition NDA bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates yesterday filed their nominations for the speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled for today. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha. Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal informed this to media in New Delhi yesterday. He said Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi has written to Pro Tem Speaker Bhartruhari Mehtab informing that Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition in the House. Meanwhile, a meeting of the floor leaders of INDIA Alliance was also held in the residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge yesterday. Another accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam has been arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjay Jadhav. Two out of four accused have been arrested so far. A case has been registered against a total of four people in the Shivaji Nagar police station at Latur. Jaleel Khan Pathan, a teacher at Latur Zilla Parishad School, was arrested on June 23rd. The exam admit cards of 12 students who appeared in the NEET exam have been found in the mobile phones of the accused Sanjay Jadhav and Jaleel Khan Pathan. Accordingly, they used to demand lakhs of rupees from the students and parents to increase the marks in the NEET exams. Preliminary investigation has revealed that Erana Kungulwar of Omarga in Dharashiv district and Gangadhar resident of Delhi used to help the accused. Meanwhile, accused Sanjay Jadhav was produced before the court yesterday, and he has been remanded police custody till 2nd of July. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar has said Africa will continue to be at the top of India's priorities. Addressing the Africa Day celebrations in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said India's partnership with Africa is beyond strategic concerns and economic benefits. He stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi redefined India's engagement in Africa by outlining its 10 guiding principles. These include India's commitment to liberate Africa's potential by building local capacity and creating local opportunities, keeping markets open, and sharing India's experience with the digital revolution to support Africa's development. The External Affairs Minister highlighted that India has also been at the forefront to provide capacity building and training to African candidates under the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Program. On the trade and economic front, India is the fourth largest trading partner for Africa, with a bilateral trade of about $100 billion and cumulative investments of more than $75 billion. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that India is at the threshold of a major structural shift in its growth trajectory and is moving towards 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner. Addressing the 188th AGM of Bombay Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Das said, India's growth story has been and will be a multi-sectoral growth, stating that India's growth story is driven by various structural reforms, with a goods and services tax being at the forefront. The Governor said GST has stabilized much faster than in many other countries. Mr. Das said GST monthly collections have touched 1.7 lakh crore rupees, adding that business has become much more convenient. The World Health Organization has called on the member nations in Southeast Asia region to recognize that alcohol and tobacco in any form, whether legal or illicit, are harmful to one's health. It stressed that decisive action must be taken to stop the illicit trade in tobacco products and to track down and eradicate unreported alcohol consumption. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan will face South Africa in the first semi-final at Brian Lara Stadium in Toroba, Trinidad, tomorrow morning, while India will face England in the second semi-final match at Providence Stadium in Guyana tomorrow evening. Final match of the tournament will be played at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados on Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.